Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today's Thursday, May 17th. Thanks, everybody, for joining us, for tuning in. We do appreciate it, Danny.
Yes, we do.
Right? Rather than talk to the walls.
Thirsty Thursday. We get
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
You should have told me. I would have brought something.
I know, right?
Yeah, like Fuck. A drink, especially since you won't be here tomorrow.
I know. We didn't even think about this. We should have had mimosas today.
I know.
That's unfortunate.
Early happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Are you excited? Are you nervous? Turning into 30, I mean.
I don't know. I just feel like it's a big deal, but right now I just feel like, oh, tomorrow's another day.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Until it dawns on you that, fuck, I'm in my 30s.
Yeah, now, exactly. You know? When people ask me how old I am, and I'm like, 30.
But you know,
excuse
the
me,
30s,
how old?
The 30s are supposed to be your best years, I think.
Yeah, that's know? What I heard.
Because that's when you start your life, you know, and you plan everything. You meet your significant other, you have kids, build a business, whatever, you know. The 20s are still kind of like you just...
Like partying.
Fuck around, you know. Although some people do things, but for the most part, it's more like planning your life. Whereas
right.
in the 30s, you actually start doing it.
But the 24-year-olds that do have their shit together are probably the ones that are rich. Like that.
Well, probably
they knew at 17 that they did not want to party. Look, they wanted to fucking make money.
Exactly. If you're making an effort, you're gonna make money.
Exactly.
If you want to fuck around, I fucked around for many years in my 20s.
Yeah.
I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I mean, I was working, but no concrete plans as far as career and stuff.
Right.
You know, went back to college at 27 when I got married. And completed it by the time I was 30.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, people do things at different pace. It's fine. I don't think there's anything wrong. Everybody comes here on a different journey. You know.
Yeah, that's true.
So comparing yourself to somebody else is useless. It's irrelevant, really. And when I realized that, I started feeling a lot better about my life.
Right.
You know, because otherwise
they talked about that last night in church.
Yeah, like sometimes. You feel everything happens just to you, you know, and you don't know why. And
you're on social media comparing your life to theirs. And you're like, what did I do wrong?
Right. Exactly. How come they have such a great life?
Mm-hmm.
Well, usually they don't. It's all bullshit.
I mean, a picture is a picture.
Yeah.
You know how many times I've gone out and it looks like I'm having the best time. And I was like, that night sucked.
Really?
It's all a facade.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yesterday we had another show here. A quote-unquote an influencer, right? She was a chick in her probably early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess an Instagram phenom, you know, 850,000 followers.
Well, that's a lot.
That's a lot, right? But, so she gives some tips and everything. But the bottom line is she didn't seem like a very nice person.
Okay? Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean... You know, so, I mean, the B word would probably fit in here, quite frankly.
But what show was she on? What was she doing? Or is it her show?
No, she was a guest.
Oh, she was a guest.
She was a guest here.
Gotcha.
And, influencers, whatever the fuck that means.
I know, like everyone's like, the new thing. Hey, are you a social media influencer? I'm like, no.
Everybody's an influencer. Like, what the fuck? You're not influencing anybody. Maybe your dog.
No, but you know what? I will say this, like, because clothing brands send me clothes, and the only reason I follow females on Instagram is if they tag what clothes they're wearing. If they don't, I usually don't follow them.
I see.
Because I actually do look for, like, new brands and shit on other people's pages.
Yeah.
So it does kind of work.
Right, but how do they make money off of
it? They get paid.
Who?
To post. If you have
a certain
amount of...
No, not those people.
The companies?
The companies.
Because people
the
shop.
Advertisers.
People shop.
Yeah, so people actually use those posts.
Yeah.
And
yeah, like I found some shops on there when I had money where I was like, oh, shit. And I would buy off their website.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. All right. Well, they're not influencing me. I mean, you know, I don't...
It's different for guys, though. Like, I don't see any guys really promoting clothing brands and stuff.
Right. And I'm probably not the target market for her anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's probably, like, guys, like, I feel like the guys that promote on Instagram is like protein shakes and shit. Like all those like fucking juice heads that are in the gym 24/7 and their bodies are completely ripped and all they eat is protein for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And other guys follow them because they're like, I want to be like that. And it's like, no, you don't, because it's not attractive.
Yeah.
It's not attractive. I don't think it's attractive at all when somebody looks like they're in the gym 24/7.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's nice to have a good body, yes, but right, like not
but,
like.
But it turns you off as far as his personality and.
Yeah, and I just could. I don't think I could personally be with someone who is that into fitness.
Right.
I mean.
And then into himself, too, you know? I mean, that's what.
Like, why are you so obsessed with your body?
Right. Why do people post about, oh, I just worked out, I just went to yoga? It's like, who the fuck cares? You only do this for yourself. Nobody benefits from it.
No, no.
Right?
No.
Why do I need to know about it?
I feel like people that have a lot of followers, like I follow this one girl who always posts that she just did hot yoga. And I'm like, I think the same thing. I'm like, we don't care.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
We don't need an update that you just left hot yoga. But I think it's because people feed off the reaction of showing off their bodies.
Right,
so like when
right.
they go to hot yoga and their waist is like completely drenched in sweat and they lift up their leggings and their leggings for a split second are too big. And it looks like they lost 5 pounds in yoga, there people are DMing them be like, oh my god, your body is so fan. That's why people do
oh,
it.
Oh wow,
like ego boosting.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
See, there's a whole thing going in social media that you don't see when you're older because all this shit doesn't happen.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
like when I get to like 45 50, I'm probably not going to be posting nothing
no.
that has to do with my
god,
body.
Can you imagine when you get to that's 30 years from now?
Yeah.
Can you imagine where you'll be? It's hard to imagine, huh?
No. I have no clue. I'm like, am I going to be a mom? Am I going to be chilling on a beach?
Yeah.
I'm going to get soccer games, basketball games, football games. Like, what the fuck am I going to be doing in 20 years?
Yeah.
Fuck 30 years, 20 years, 10
right.
years.
10 years. I'm thinking
10 years.
10 years still,
5 years
is going to be so different.
Even 5 years from now.
That's true.
Because I think of how my life was when I was 25.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow. Things so much has changed. My parents aren't together. I don't live in Boston anymore.
That's
I haven't
true.
Been working. Like, so much has changed in the past, like, just year alone. So I can't imagine what life is going to be like by 40.
Yeah. You know, I've been complaining that I have probably 25 years left, but 25 is a long time, right?
It's a long time, yeah.
It's about half my
life.
It's
a long time until you get near your deathbed and then you're like, I want 5 more.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So it seems like a lot right now, but you never know.
Right. I'd much rather die in an accident than fucking natural death from being sick, don't you think?
No, I'd rather die of a natural death of being sick.
Really? So you wouldn't mind people like taking care of you,
no.
changing your diapers
nope.
and shit? You'd still want to live.
Yeah, as long as wow. I was with Gabby. If Gabby was not there, I'd be like, oh, you can fucking kill me now.
Yeah.
But it depends. If I'm a mom, I'm thugging it out. Like, y'all can come wipe my ass. I wiped yours when you were a baby, so.
No, the kids are not going to do it. They better get you a caregiver or nobody's going to wipe your ass.
No, I don't trust caregivers, though.
Why?
I saw the way they treated my grandmother. And as soon as
no,
we put her
home.
In a nursing home.
No, at home. If you can afford it, of course.
Yeah, of course, yeah. But we put our grandmother in a nursing home, and she died, like, literally, like, 3 weeks later. I'm like, nah, this shit ain't right.
No, you don't. That is terrible. I would never put my parents in a place like that.
No, no.
You know, but, yeah, I guess we were fortunate enough to be able to have caregivers for them. And then my dad died, and then just my mom with one caregiver. And, but... It helps her, you know.
Right.
She's in a wheelchair and
mm-hmm.
stuff. She's not old, but mm-hmm. she's just not standing. So she needs help all the time.
Right.
So, yeah. So I don't think I want to get to that point. I mean, if I'm healthy and everything and I get to 85, I'll be very happy, you know. But if
85 is a good
there,
life.
But if I have to get there, yeah, exactly, you know. But if I have to get the way my dad did for his last few years, I'd rather not, you know?
Yeah, my grandmother was suffering for the last couple of years,
I mean, he wasn't really
too.
Suffering, you know, but you could tell he's, like, fading away, you
yeah.
know? I mean, he started having, like, all kinds of thoughts and crazy things.
Right,
like,
right.
Things that happen.
I can't even imagine my parents getting to that point, but they're getting older, you know? Like,
yeah,
it hasn't
yeah.
even crossed my mind what's going to happen when they get to...
Right.
An age where I'm like, whoa, my
right.
parents are old now.
That's going to be a while.
Yeah, because my dad's like still acting like he's 15.
Really?
I'm like, Dad,
are they in their 50s, your parents?
My mom is 60.
Oh, wow.
She just turned 60. She's about to be 61.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very nice.
She's about to be 61. My dad is 56.
Oh, really? Mm. So she's older than
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. She should have worried about him.
From jump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because...
You need an older man.
Yeah, because a man, if he has an older older wife, and she's like, she doesn't look as attractive to him anymore. He's going to look at the young girls.
I know. That's fucked up.
Well, what can he do? You know, I mean, look, whether we like it or not, men are attracted to younger women.
Yeah,
you know?
Unfortunately.
Because younger women are, you know, they have good bodies. Usually they don't have stretch marks.
Okay, yeah, but I understand that.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying that if you have a choice, you're going to go after the more beautiful, don't you think?
No, not for me. No? I mean, you're asking a woman. You're asking the wrong fucking person. Absolutely. Ask that question when we have another man on the show.
That's true. Well, I know how men think.
Yeah.
And not only that, but you can see it all the when you can marry someone younger and beautiful than you do.
Right.
And look at all of them, all those stars, you know, George Clooney and who's now that.
Well, she's not that much younger than him.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking of other people. I can't think of anybody right off the bat, but there's a few people like Billy Joel right now. Okay, he's got like a very young.
I've heard of him, but I don't know what he looks like or anything about his life.
Billy Joel, you don't know his songs either.
No, that's not my type of music.
Well, but he—I mean, he's like a huge.
No, I've heard the name before. For sure. Like it's
so
not.
So he's huge. He's been married to Christie Brinkley, who's a beautiful model and everything. But watch them all, you know, and if it's not an age difference, at least they go for the model type, you know, because they can. They have the money, they have the fame.
Right.
So that's what men go after. And I think when it comes, maybe not to when it comes to women, maybe not regarding men, but regarding, let's say, beauty in general.
Right.
Women would prefer to go for beauty than not beauty, you know. It's very simple. I don't know. What do I know, right?
Yeah.
Maybe women think differently.
Women 110% think differently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because look at Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas.
Right.
She's aging gracefully. And he's not.
No. Well, because he's old.
Yeah. But I mean, he looks she's good probably never cheated. That would have been out by now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm reading the book by Geraldo Rivera. Right now.
No clue who that is.
You don't know who he is?
Mm-mm.
Okay, because I guess he's kind of not around as much anymore, but he used to be and still is a very big reporter. He's known for going to war zones and things like this and reporting from
there. Oh, really?
Right. Now, the guy's got to be now maybe 65 or something, but when he got married 19 years ago, he married a woman half his age. So
it's usually men doing that, but the women half the age are going for these men because they got money.
Yeah, money and fame.
90% of the time,
yeah,
it's money. That's it.
Because, and that means
especially,
power. You
especially
know,
if they're near the deathbed, they're like, all right, I only have to do this for a couple of years.
Yeah, but you know what? Look, people put him down, really teased him at the time and stuff. And he says, look, now they're not laughing anymore. It's been 19 years that we've been together. So, you know, so what can you say about
19 years
that,
is a long time.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, maybe it was meant to be.
Yeah. And you never know.
Yeah.
My soulmate could be an old man.
Why judge other people if they feel they make the right decisions for themselves?
I'm not. I never really judge people on who they're dating because I don't give a fuck.
Right.
But some people are like so like bored with their own lives. Like, did you see in Tuck magazine that George Clooney and blah. I'm like, who gives it's, honestly, when you wake up in the morning, does that have anything to do with your life?
No.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
well, I was thinking of John Stamos. Right?
Yeah, 50. He just had a baby.
Yeah, he's 50, married a 20 something year old.
Yeah, and she just gave him a is that his first kid?
I don't know. I think so.
I think that's his first kid.
That's the way it sounded.
Yeah, I mean, he's aging gracefully, though.
Yeah.
He looks exactly the same.
Yeah,
he does. A little bit older, but like
a little kid.
Yeah, I'm like, what fountain of youth are you drinking out of?
Yeah. But
so that's different. She's probably actually attracted to him.
Yeah.
It's not like a fat, overweight, disgusting.
Oh, no, that's not what I'm saying.
Yeah, but most of the men are like that.
Yeah, men want younger, beautiful women.
Yeah, even disgusting, out of shape, like nobody wants to fucking touch you.
Why? Because you're young?
Yeah, I don't want a fucking old, overweight man.
No. What I'm saying is that
A lot of the rich men in society are not the best looking motherfuckers on the planet.
Right, but also maybe many of the young women do not marry them only for the money and fame. Maybe they marry them because they love them.
I would say probably like 1%. Honestly, I would probably say 1%.
Maybe.
And then after, like, I think after 10 years, after you deal with them for 10 years, you can leave them because by law, no, but what's mine is yours.
But what if, but if it's an older, attractive man?
You know, that's different.
Why?
Like John Stamos, for instance, any woman would marry him and have a baby.
Right.
Because he's aging well and he doesn't look like an old man.
Right. But nobody's going to tell him, hey, you're marrying someone half your age?
No, because he looks half his age.
But you see, it doesn't matter. You see,
it doesn't
why
matter,
someone,
but he looks half the age.
But why somebody who is the same age doesn't look like him at all? Why can't he do the same thing?
He can do the same
thing. Okay, so, but that's what I'm, but you're saying that if he's not attractive.
Oh, you mean, wait, back up. So you're saying John Stamos's age, who's not good looking and not in shape.
Right.
They can do what they want, but most likely the person's going to be with them for the wrong reason. Someone like John Stamos, probably going to be with him for the right
reason.
But
how do you know? Maybe they love that other unattractive person. You know, the woman does.
Maybe.
Why? Well, it can happen a lot.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, look, there's relationships like this all the time.
Yeah, I mean, you never know what
if
somebody... Because there could be a beautiful woman. Like Adriana Lima, her boyfriend's not that good looking, and she's fucking stunning.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, again,
everyone's
like
always
said,
like, whoa, how are they together? Which is kind of fucked up because, I mean.
Yeah, but you never know, you know. But you know what? Every relationship is a fucking transaction, you know. It's like, this is what I give you. This is what you give me, you know.
Yeah, unfortunately so.
Yeah, well, that's what it is.
Like, I cook you dinner, you do the dishes.
Right.
I rub your back.
Right.
You suck my dick. What are the two? It's pretty much like literally going to the bank.
You can count on it, right?
And it's just like, when do those relationships go like sour? Just like when you wake up in the morning and you're like, I just don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
That's. But I feel like at some point everybody's going to... Like, I feel like it's always... They always blame it on the man.
Yeah.
But I feel like sometimes women wake up and they're like, I don't want him anymore. But we're irrational. So we can like not want him for a week and then regret it for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Men, I think when they decide they don't want to be with someone anymore, it's like a pretty rational decision. Like they've probably been thinking about it for a long time.
And you don't think the women give it some
No,
time?
Women
really?
Are so irrational.
Really?
So we're off
like
emotion.
Impulsive?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's so bad. I've made so many impulsive decisions and then I've been like, fuck. But at the time, it felt like the best decision of my life.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And then after. So I can probably see myself waking up next to someone and being like, no. I can't do this. And then be like, I'm done. And then like a week later, be like, please call me. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, what did you do?
I had my period. Just call me.
That's true. Women do that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll break up over this shit too, you know?
Yeah. But I mean, I think only once in my life I laid next to someone and looked at them and I said, this isn't going to work.
Really?
And it was like a rational decision. Like it was like, ew.
How long were you with him?
I would say like on and off for like 10 months.
Yeah.
But I mean, on and off would be like, we wouldn't talk for 2 days and then we'd be like, hi.
Yeah.
You know, like a fucked up 20-year-old relationship. And then I was laying next to him in bed one day and he was like wide awake and he was watching Game of Thrones and I was just staring at him and I was like, nah.
Yeah.
Nope. Not going to happen. Not going to work.
No Game of Thrones for you.
I mean, no, I don't give a fuck about Game of Thrones. I don't care that he was watching it. Like, he can do what he wants. But
you just decided that's it.
I was looking at him while he was watching it because I wasn't engaging in the show. And I was like, I can't do this. Goodbye.
Oh, jeez. Did you regret it later?
No.
No, never regret it.
No, even to this day.
Good.
Mm-mm. But there's definitely been other times where I'm like, I'm fucking done with you. And then like literally an hour later, I'm like, I'm just kidding.
Well, talking about vaginas.
Were we talking about?
No. That's why I thought it was funny to say. But we've been having a lot of shows here by women and they talk about vaginas. And everybody,
like what? Give one example where they talk about a vagina on a show.
Okay. Last week it was... and it's all women.
Yeah.
So they had a guest who...
Wait,
they,
here?
They, yeah, here.
Oh, here. Okay. I thought you meant on television. I go, please name them.
No. At the station.
Oh, okay.
So last time they talked about they make like organic things for women like the tampons, even condoms that are made from non-toxic shit and things like that, you know. They were saying like, you know, treat your vagina like you would your face, you know, don't put things on it, whatever. And then yesterday,
which is true, which is 100% facts.
Yeah, so that was interesting. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday, there was a woman here who's got a place where they actually do surgery and stuff on your labia and things like that.
Like tighten it up when it's too loose. Tighten it up
or cut it off when it's too...
What do you mean cut it off?
Well, some women have inner lips that are long, that stick out, right? Did you know about that?
Wait, I don't know.
Like their lips are like... Okay, the inner lips are like longer than the outer lips.
Yeah.
So many women have that. Yeah. But many women want to have like what they call a cute one.
Yeah, a cute vagina.
Right.
But I will tell you this, ladies, men don't give a fuck what your vagina looks like.
Exactly.
They People do not understand. Care.
But these women went through fucking surgery and shit.
You have to like go under for that.
Yeah.
Like you have to be put to sleep. Of like course. People are, and every
and you
time
know how much sensitivity they can't have sex for like months.
Yeah, months.
Yeah.
Months.
It's crazy, you know?
So you're tightening your vagina, and by the time you're all healed up, guess what? The person you're with probably already fucking cheated.
Fucked somebody else, right?
So you go ahead and... I actually watched a movie on Netflix called Spread, and it was an older woman who, like, is super rich because she's, like, successful, but she's single.
Right.
And she fucks... Ashton Kutcher's in it, and she finds, like, delivery boys, and she fucks them and takes care of them and has them move in. So he starts, like... He obviously lives with her and like uses all her money and is living the dream life because he doesn't have a job. But he meets someone his own age and he's like fucking her behind the older woman's back. So she thought to like go tighten her vagina and that would work. And nope, honey, guess what, ladies? It didn't work. Yeah. He still fucking left.
It's not about the tight vagina.
No.
No.
So this is what the misconception about vaginas are. People think if you fuck a lot, your vagina gets looser. People think if your shit dangles out, your vagina's not tight. That's false. Your vagina is tight if it's tight and it's loose if it's loose. There's people that have tight set vaginas and wide set vaginas.
Right.
If you have a tight set vagina, you could fuck 20 times a week and it's still going to be tight the next time you fuck.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, you've gotten so many dicks, your vagina is like now completely
spread open.
Yeah. But for the look wise, that has nothing to do with whether your vagina is tight or not. They just want a cute vagina.
What about like ability to orgasm like vaginally? Do you think...
After surgery?
No. Do you think that women with tighter vaginas are able to orgasm without clitoral stimulation?
Or I don't know. I have no fucking clue.
Observation.
I have no clue because I don't know. So. I don't have a wide set vagina. I mean,
but it has a lot to do with the location. And the sensitivity.
I also think it has to do with who you're fucking with too. Because when you're really into somebody,
you can come.
But if you're not, like that shit is not gonna happen.
But it's not always, you know. I mean, you can be pretty turned on and not be able to come.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But most of the time, if you really, really, especially if you love somebody,
that's
just happening.
That's true.
And I don't have a wide set vagina, so I don't know how that shit works.
Right.
Like when you're down there, like rummaging around like a DJ booth, but like, I have no clue.
For me, it's like either playing you like a violin or having a face-to-face conversation with the vagina.
Oh, okay.
That's how I call it.
Hey, can I talk to your vagina tonight?
Yeah. Let me have a conversation. Let me have a word with your vagina. So then they were talking about, the woman was saying, I don't know why they have to call it vagina. It's such a weird word.
I'd rather say vagina than pussy. I think pussy is so disrespectful.
But she said I would prefer pussy, but a lot of women don't. And so, yeah.
Maybe if you call it like a pussy cat.
Yeah.
But not just a pussy.
I know.
Hey, yeah, my pussy.
But that's because, well, she thought it sounded very good, but I think it's just because the connotation we have that we've given to the word.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Pussy we call when we talk dirty. Right?
Yeah. Like if you're like sexting with someone.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, why does a guy never have a problem saying pussy?
Right.
But women do.
I hate the word cock.
Yeah, huh?
I think it's like, why?
I think only the porn stars call it that.
No, people in real life call it a cock.
No, I know, but not as often as dick.
I went to go hook up with someone once. He goes, "Oh, you're gonna suck my cock?" I go, "No, I'm actually gonna leave."
So maybe it's the new thing.
But it's such an ugly word. No, I'm gonna suck your dick.
Yeah.
Am I gonna suck your cock? Like, what? That sounds like a bird. You're gonna go outside and suck my bird?
Yeah.
That's what.
Don't you ever wonder how they get the word?
Yeah, like, hey,
like, dick.
How did you come up with that?
Yeah, cock. Yeah.
Who made that decision? But I think that about a lot of shit. Like sometimes when I'm eating, I'm like, who thought that a spoon was a spoon? you know? Yeah. Or who named a fork a fork? I always wonder that. When the fuck did that happen?
Yeah. A long time ago.
Yeah, obviously.
And then as a side note, the same woman said that she's the wife of Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys. Do you know who they are?
Yeah. Good. I was just listening to them on my car right here. They're
so
old school
song.
Song,
right?
They don't have a new song.
Don't Go Breaking My Heart, she was telling us.
Wait, that's old.
No, it's new.
Wait, can you play it?
Yeah, I will. It's the first single since 2013.
He's a woman beater.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, she seemed okay to me.
Well, maybe since he got caught, he got like rehab. Him and his brother both have issues.
Yeah.
I would love to have him on the show, though.
Yeah.
We should have him on the show.
Well, he's probably going to come here because she said one other host met her.
Yeah.
The psychic and all that. And
oh, so she was, this is a social media influencer?
No.
Oh, so this is
someone. No, this is somebody else.
Is she a guest or she has her own show?
She was a guest talking about the vaginas.
God, so is she like a doctor?
So her husband is Nick Carter. No, she runs the place, you know. I don't know exactly.
But she's like a plastic surgeon.
No, she's not the surgeon.
But is it a surgery spot?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because
they do all kinds of things.
When you do surgery on your vagina, that's considered plastic surgery because doctors won't actually do that, like regular doctors.
It's cosmetic stuff that they did.
Right.
Yeah, and actually one woman there in the panel admitted that she had that labiaplasty, you know, which is shortening your labia.
My old roommate, who was only 22, had that done.
Wow.
So I was like, bitch, you're 22.
Yeah, I mean, why are you guys doing this to yourself? You know, fake boobs.
I don't give a shit about what my vagina looks like.
You know,
on this
boobs.
Point, now that I've hit 30, I don't even care what I look like, period. Whoever's going to fuck me, love me, date me, this is what you get. We're all going to look like shit in 20 years. I'm going to be fatter. You're going to be fatter.
So you're not going to try to be somebody or not?
No. God, no. I feel like I've spent so much of my life, like, trying to like
be
eat right and drink less and fit into what is normal for men and women to be attracted to each other. I don't care because there's somebody out here who's going to think my whole package is the best deal on earth.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So, yeah, you know, let's see. Don't Go Breaking My Heart back.
I didn't even know they got back together.
Yeah, this is a new song. It's being released this week.
I'm going to his Instagram page.
I got mixed emotions. Did I finally find me a river that could lead me out to the ocean?
Ooh, I like it already.
It's good, right?
What's it called?
Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
So forgive me for my mixed emotions. Yeah. I'm not that kind of person who can fall in and out of love with you. That's not what love's supposed to do.
It's cool. I forgot they can dance too, you know.
I love them. I'm obsessed with them. I saw them in concert. It was like the best night of my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Not bad.
No.
Not bad, huh? If you like the style, it's a cool song. And I do like their style. It's funny because now they're grown men.
Just downloaded it on my iTunes, Apple Music.
Really?
Yeah.
So they got to be in their 40s,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when I saw them when I was a kid, they were like in their 20s.
Yeah. Or like, yeah.
Let's see. Let's look how old he is.
They're celebrating 25 years together.
Oh, okay. So they're not actually back together. They just did a single to celebrate. What's their deal?
Resumes its Las Vegas run in July.
Oh.
Yeah, so they're back together.
I want to go see them. I'm not kidding. So my dad bought tickets. So Nick Carter's almost 40. He's 38.
Yeah, you see, which would mean he was in his teens. When
Kevin is 47.
Yeah, you see, he was older.
AJ's 40. Howie's 44. Brian is 43. And Jay is 36.
That's what I told you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So Jay.
So Nick's the youngest.
Really young. Mm-hmm. Oh, Nick was.
Nick's
the youngest.
Yeah. Okay. Jay is actually he's not in Backstreet Boys. He's an actor, and he was just next to their page. I don't know why.
Okay.
I was like, wait, he's not in the Backstreet Boys. But my dad bought concert tickets for that, and they ended up being fake.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow,
and so we were like,
from?
I have no idea. But we were hysterically crying because we were all in Boston waiting to get in the TD Garden.
How disappointing.
Yeah, but we were crying so hysterically because we were like fans, like super fans. And the TD Garden gave us like fourth row seats.
Really?
Yeah, and I could literally see them sweat, and it was the best sight of my life. And then we saw NSYNC, nice. And we had nosebleeds, and I was like, this sucks, Dad.
Yeah, right? Who wants to sit over there?
NSYNC was good, too, back in the day. They're not getting back together, though.
No?
I don't see a future with NSYNC.
Really?
Backstreet Boys always had a shot.
Yeah.
But NSYNC, I just feel like they're... Justin Timberlake has had too much of a solo... No one in Backstreet Boys has had a solo career. That's
oh, really?
Why, yeah.
Nick Carter didn't?
No, no one. I mean, maybe they had like one or two songs, but no one popped off like Justin Timberlake did.
I think
did.
The other guy, the guy with the beard.
Oh, AJ?
Yeah,
no.
AJ. No?
Nope. No one had a solo career.
Wow.
No. So that's probably why it's so easy for them to get back together. But Justin Timberlake is such a fucking superstar now.
Right.
He's not going to be like, I'm getting back with NSYNC.
That's true, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Except his Super Bowl performance was not the best.
He is pretty big though, huh?
I love his personality.
Really?
Yeah, if I could meet someone with his personality. I mean, I've never met him in person, but I've seen like interviews and stuff.
Right.
He seems like my ideal guy personality wise.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe we can put the word out there.
Right. Somebody get me Justin Timberlake's clone. I mean, he doesn't actually have to look like Justin Timberlake.
Just his personality.
Just his personality. Somebody get me his clone.
Yeah.
I don't care about his looks though. I mean, he's good looking, but I mean,
yeah,
he's amongst many good looking celebs.
Yeah, I know. Cool song, man.
I love AJ. Who's singing? Is this AJ?
No, I think, this is, I don't know who his name is.
It's the
other
beard?
Guy with a beard.
That's AJ.
No, AJ is the other one. There's another guy with a beard.
Kevin?
Oh, okay, wait a minute. So I'm confusing Kevin.
Kevin has long hair now.
Yeah, that's probably him.
No, the guy just singing was AJ, though. I'm coming over. Can I come over and look?
we'll look afterwards. I don't know. They all sing together. What the hell? I'll show you afterwards. I think it's AJ.
Yeah.
AJ is like the skinny guy
with the
goatee, right? Or the big beard.
I think AJ has a big beard.
I'll show you a picture.
Kevin has a goatee.
Because we have one of them here that has been to the studio.
Oh, really?
We have a picture of him. I'll show you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah.
Kevin has a goatee.
Yeah. Okay, so it's Kevin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
AJ's my favorite, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he's the one singing, I think.
Yeah. He usually takes most of the verses.
Really?
Yeah, back in the day, he used to sing most of the songs. that's why I'm surprised he never went solo.
Yeah, he's the one I least know in the band.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I feel like he was like, besides Nick, he was like the heartthrob of the group, like the bad boy.
I think you're talking about a different guy.
No, I'm not. Okay,
because they all have, here, come here for a second.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Tell me who is who. Okay, guys, so she's going to look at the picture here. And we're going to figure it out. Okay, what's his name?
Kevin.
That's Kevin. Okay, Kevin's been
that's
here.
AJ.
Yeah, that's the guy that's singing this song.
Yeah, he's
okay. I thought you meant the guy in the middle, the blondish one was the heartthrob.
No.
Really? So he, with all his tattoos and everything.
Yeah, he was like the bad boy of the group.
Really?
Yeah, everybody likes a bad boy.
Ah, well, I need to see this like their earlier videos or something.
Yeah.
Because I remember the other guy singing, but...
I just played Backsheets Back, like right when I was pulling into the parking lot. So that's so weird that
really?
You brought this. Yeah.
So you listen to them still.
Yeah,
huh?
Absolutely. Yeah. You have to listen to old school music.
You do.
It makes me happy listening to songs that were like popping when I was a kid. Especially since I'm about to turn 30. I'm like, let me just think of my like past.
Yeah, because look, I mean, that music is a soundtrack of your life.
Yeah.
At least of your childhood.
So many memories.
And that really shapes us, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so crazy because there's no bands like that anymore.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, like, Backstreet Boys or NSYNC. Like, there's just no... Like, I feel like my kids aren't going to grow up with, like, that type of phenomenon in their life.
Right.
Now it's just like...
I know, because the songs are different, you know?
So different.
Yeah.
And it's almost like people, like... go into bands and stuff with huge egos now, so they never make it. Back then, they like went hard for years before they separated.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's interesting to me because these guys are like, you know, I don't know. This is the second time the bus
What is this?
Hold on a second.
What's the song called?
Why are they having like a...
That's the intro to the song. Is this called... This is Your Call? Oh, no. Back. She's back.
Yeah, isn't it cool? It's a different version, though.
No, that's the regular version. This is everybody say. Yeah. Gonna bring the flame, I'll show you how. This is like my favorite song.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, there you go, then. We're blasted. I know, I love this one, too.
Am I sexual? Am I everything you need? You better rock your body now.
Everybody.
Yeah. See, you even know it.
Yeah, I do. I love to sing it, too. And... But it's so old, right? I mean, it's such an old song.
I went to a party a couple weeks ago, and everyone was like playing hip hop and looking so miserable on the couch. So I was like, hey, can I pick the song?
Really?
And I put the song on, and every single person got up, danced, and sang.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah.
So it's like, this is like type of music that every, even the tough guys that act like they wouldn't know, every single motherfucker knows the lines to these songs.
Yeah, because it gets you going, gets you dancing.
Yeah. You know? And everybody somehow knows the lines because you did listen to it in the shower on your headphones when no one was around. Wishing that you were in a boy band so all the girls would like you.
Yeah. I know, but you know, I mean, there's always been boy bands, but they weren't called that.
You know?
But in the rock era, you know, you had a lot of bands where the guys are like really cute or whatever, you know, long hair.
Yeah. There was another boy band that had three of them. What was their name again?
Well, 98 Degrees.
No, but they were good too. But they were pretty good back in the day.
Three kids.
They never got to the level of NSYNC or Backstreet.
Hanson.
Hanson only had like one hit.
I know.
They had that bop.
Yeah.
They're still, all of them are still good looking.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa, but what are you guys doing with yourselves now? that you were one hit wonders.
That's true, right?
Yeah, they had like maybe one or two songs. And then none of them broke into acting or anything, which is strange.
Yeah.
Because you would think like if you can't sing anymore, you try to get into acting.
Right.
But I don't know. No, but then there was that MTV show with the band Together.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember them?
The band Together.
And it was a scripted show, but they were actually a band.
They were putting like a band together.
Yeah. But they were an actual band in real life.
Really?
And then the guy who was sick on the scripted show actually died in real life from the sickness he had on the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was devastating as a kid, seeing that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I think that was the name of the band. I don't know. Let me look it up.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. But MTV used to come out with great stuff like that back in the day. They don't do anything like that anymore.
Yeah. I know. They don't have any music at all. Mm-mm. VH1 used to be awesome, man. It would have like different kind of music, but still music videos, cool music. They would introduce you to new songs and stuff, you know.
Yeah, it's called Together with a 2 instead of a T.O.
Yeah, that's right. Wow, that's a long time ago.
Such a long time ago. Yeah, but that's all I grew up listening to.
Yeah.
Britney Spears back in the day when she did like Crazy or Baby One More Time. Yeah, when she's in the little schoolgirl outfit and every girl was like, I want to wear that for Halloween. And your parents like, fuck.
Yep. And Christina Aguilera with
Genie in a Bottle.
Genie in a Bottle and stuff. Do you know what song I like? Check this out. You know the song?
Yeah, The Weeknd.
Yeah, it plays in my head all the fucking time. It's such a good song.
He's really talented.
Really? So I haven't heard his other song.
Oh my god, he's so talented.
Really?
Put in The Weeknd Hurt You.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that'll be your new favorite. This song put him on the map.
Yeah.
It's like his first single.
Yeah. But how
so
old
catchy.
Is it? Oh, from 2015.
Yeah.
I only now fucking discovered it. What the
this
fuck?
This song?
Yeah.
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 Oh, like that's crazy.
I know.
Yeah.
You see, but that's what to me is new music.
No.
Yeah.
This would be considered an old song.
I know.
Like his old music. Play Hurt You, like the first verse. I think you would like that song.
Okay, I'll get Hurt You and we'll see what that one's about.
This is he just released this album like a month ago. So really? This is brand new, yeah.
Oh, okay.
His beat is just, no one's making beats like he does on his music.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been around for a while.
Yeah.
Wow, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So stay away from me. I'm warning you. You try to fill the void with every man you meet. Cause you're upset.
He's got a nice voice.
Yeah,
you know?
He's awesome live. He sounds exactly the same.
Yeah. Yeah, see, it's pleasant music to listen to. Yeah, so this one was just released, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
March 29th.
It's good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I knew you'd like that one.
So he's still around. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. So just the song is older.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, one. I mean, he's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah.
He's really popular.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like huge fan base.
Who else is like, what's like the number one song now? Do you know?
Ooh.
Or any, what's like a popular song right now that you like listening to? A new one.
That I like listening to?
Yeah.
Or that's just popular in like, the grander scheme of things.
One that you like that's popular today, like a new recent song. Any recent songs you like? I mean, because I'm really curious when I hear.
Have you ever heard Cardi B?
She was on Howard Stern. That's all I know. I never heard of her before. Then.
Yeah, like she was on, like she's used to be a stripper and then she made her way on Love and Hip Hop and now she just has blown up the charts. And she has a song called She Bad.
Okay.
I mean, there's got profanity in it. Sorry, folks, but we swear all the time on the show, so I'm sure you don't give a fuck.
We don't give a shit, really, you know? So let's see. She Bad?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what people listen to.
Yeah, this is like when you go to the club, this is what they're playing.
Is that what you listen to in the car too?
Yeah.
Oh.
Especially if I'm like about to go somewhere.
Yeah.
She's about to start rapping.
Good.
Mama needs some meal money. Powder bag and heel money. See my ex, he still love me. You a nigga gon' kill for me. All my chains got diamonds in it. My account got commas in it. Damn daddy, you fine as hell. I hope your wallet got commas in it. I'm up, she mad. I'm first, she last. Rob who, take what? Click clack, ski mask. I'm a boss in a skirt. I'm a dog, I'm a flirt. Write a verse while I twerk. I wear off white at church. Holly make the preacher sweat. Read the Bible, Jesus wept. Bitch said that she gon' try me. How come I ain't seen it yet? Huh? Gave it to him so good that his eyes rolled back. Shorty said it's all hers, but the thighs don't match.
That's basically what music is nowadays.
Right, I know.
Yeah.
I know. It's
but
not
I,
the same.
No,
man.
It's not. It's you not know? At all. Like, rap wasn't even like this back in the day. Like,
yeah.
Think of, like, Tupac. Like, I wonder why they call you bitch compared to, like, this.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that was, like, real, like, thuggish rap. Now it's just, like, rappers, like, rapping on a candy beat. Like, to
right.
the, just all they talk about is fucking pussy and money
yeah,
and cars.
Yeah.
Back in the day, it was, like, literally beef. They were
but
talking about their
beef. What
does
she talk about since she's a woman? What does she talk about in this video? You know, she bad.
Basically nothing important.
Nothing
important. No, nothing. Right. Nothing that's like substantially important to life in general, actually.
Yeah. Or interesting or anything, right?
It just has a catchy beat and
right.
like a catchy hook. And that's really all people look for nowadays.
That's true.
And there's so many songs that just repeat themselves.
Yeah.
And it's just like the same thing over and over again. I'm like, and then at the end of it, you're like, wow, he didn't say anything.
Right.
Like,
and the music is the same. It doesn't have beginning and end.
Right.
You know? It sort
right.
of like just goes on.
Right.
Yeah.
Like Pharrell came out with that song Lemon. I pull up in a lemon. You know that song?
No.
Well, that's a pretty big hit. But if you listen to the whole song, it's the same verse over and over and over again.
Yeah.
It's just, but it's a catchy verse. So it's like everyone's like, oh, the beat's dope and the verse is catchy. But like, it's a 3-minute song.
Yeah.
I'm like, that song should be a minute and a half.
Wow.
2 minutes tops.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Well, you know, let me give you an example.
Of
kind of music that I think should be.
Brought back.
Brought back. okay? Mm-hmm. Or at least, you know, I mean, okay, check this out. This is what I've been listening to, okay? Check it out. They're called Prefab Sprout. They're from 2010.
This is from 2010?
Yeah.
This does not sound like a song from 2010.
Listen. Called Cars and Girls. See?
Sounds like an 80s song. Like it would be in an 80s movie.
Maybe it was. No, I don't think so. Well, this was published in 2010.
Are you sure? This sounds like an 80s song.
Let me find out. It does, right?
I feel like I've heard this in like a movie before. I like this song though.
It is
I cool. like music like this.
Yeah, listen to the chorus now.
Look at us now. It's catchy. Some things hurt more, much more than
cars and girls. Just look at us now. Yeah, you see, that's what I listen to.
Yeah.
Man. I don't care what the earth's from, but you know, it comes up on my Spotify. I go, wow.
Wait,
I like
what's the
this.
Name of that song?
It's called Cars and Girls.
Cars and Girls, I'm
and
downloading it.
The group
it.
Is Prefab Sprout. Yeah, you're going to love this song. It's so, like, it sticks in your mind, you know?
It's just catchy, and it's like one of those songs that it's like you can't help but smile because it has such like a happy beat to
right.
it.
Right. Even though he talks about sad things, he's like, look at us now. You
yeah,
know?
Like basically we're not even together. I hate my life, but you're like bopping your head, singing along to it.
Yeah.
But that definitely sounds like an 80s song because like back in the day, like I grew up watching 80s movies like Teen Witch and stuff. And all the movies and all the songs and stuff in those movies, I love that type of shit.
Really?
But I mean, it'd be weird to make it now because that was a specific genre of music. Like that's 80s music.
It is.
You can't like make 80s music in 2000.
You know what? You're so right, man. It's from 1988.
Because then it won't be a classic.
Right.
That song was from 19... That was the year I was born.
Really?
So it must have been a remake. Was that a remake?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, the video was just published.
No, not the video. The song just came on my Spotify Discover.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But yeah, no, I was like, that's definitely
the same
not...
The Weeknd, you see? So I guess when I discovered the song for the first time, I'm like... Maybe it's recent and I missed it because I know all the older music.
No.
But definitely I let this band go by until I heard the song. I'm like, wow, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's I knew it was an 80s song because I'm like, nobody's making that type of genre music right now.
That's true.
Not even that type of like
although
beat or background.
Some do, you know? I mean, if you go like to, what they call it? Adult contemporary music.
Yeah, but not anyone famous. Mm. Like not anyone that's like in the mainstream right now is making music like that anymore. There might be people on Spotify that make this type of music, but they're not like no one knows who they are.
Right.
You know what I mean? Unfortunately, I feel like they should like even though that couple that comes on that sings all the time, Only Bricks, they're kind of like trying to remake 80s music, like their background beats and stuff. But no one on mainstream is taking a song like that and releasing it.
Yeah. I just feel there was a lot more melody in the songs, you know?
Yeah, there was more like music to the music.
You could tell one song from another. I mean, today with the rap, it's like there's so much of it.
Yeah.
You don't know who's who anymore.
Yeah, everyone's starting to sound the same.
And they sound the same and, you know.
There's not even really, think about it, there's not really even any R&B anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, who's a poppin' R&B singer right now? There's no Brian McKnight.
Like, what about Beyonce and stuff? That's not...
That's like pop.
It is, huh?
Yeah. That's not R&B. R&B to me is like Mary J. Blige back in the day, Joe, Avant. Yeah, that's R&B.
Nobody's
fucking making music like that either.
I know.
Alicia Keys used to be R&B and she doesn't even make music anymore.
Maybe it's because the generation has changed. People don't want it.
So that scares me for what music's going to be like in like 10 more years from now.
I know. Fuck.
I know.
Well, we're almost out of time, folks, but there's Cars and Girls just a little more. More than cars and girls. Well, I'm glad you added it to your list there because I listen to it all the time. It's really cool. All right, folks, we're totally out of time. Thank you all for joining us. Danny, good luck to you tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
We didn't talk anything about it because we don't want to jinx it for Danny.
Yeah, exactly.
We want her
we'll talk
to
about it next week.
Succeed in her casting role, wherever you're going to be. Just stay in one piece. And come see us back next week.
Yeah, right? I'll see you on Monday.
All right. Thank you, everybody. And we'll see. Yeah, so we're not going to be here tomorrow. You know what? I might actually have a co-host. Maybe Jim Christina will come in. So, yeah, tune in either way, folks. We'll put something nice on for you.
All right.
But we're likely to have a show.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.